So last week we had the opportunity to interview this group of people that mm-hmm. that was amazing, you know, and we made a decision that no matter what, win, lose, or draw, we wanted to bring them back.
Mm-hmm.
We felt really good just from the conversation that we had with them to say, hey, you know, we want you guys to come back. Last night was the actual vote. We couldn't make it, but thanks to Victor and Sarah Kendall, we were able to watch via social media. Victor did very well. I mean, Victor was telling us how everyone was voting, like, mm-hmm. as it was going on.
Mm.
So we were there in spirit. But, Brian, this is what happened. So, Ray, let Brian come up here because, I got to get this off my chest. So, listen. So, I look on there, and Victor's taping Brian, and Brian's talking to Channel 10. So I get worried. And Slay, what do I say to you, Slay?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, man, I hope he saves some for us.
Yeah.
Because what happens is that, you know, when anything big ever happens, on the way there, no one's there. But as soon as it happens, Channel 10, Lance Wheeler, all these guys is out there. And I was like, I hope he saves something for us. So then I read the Register Star, and I said, all right, he might have saved something for us, Slay. And lo and behold, we talked to Brian this morning. He says, guys, we're coming. Don't worry. We're going to come and share it with the community on the community radio station. So, first of all, I want to say congratulations to you guys. Very hard work. We're going to give you the clap. And thank you for being on our show yet again
mm-hmm.
after such a great victory. So, hold on. Let me give you the clap because this is important. So, Brian, talk to me, man. Listen, what was going through your mind? The first vote was by Claudia. And Claudia said no. And what was going through your mind after she said no as the speaker?
Yeah, first and foremost, I just want to thank you all for having us on here again. We have a couple new folks in the studio this time.
Yes.
So we have Luisa Burgos-Thillett that's joining us today, who's on our coordinating committee, as well as Loida Sanchez, who's Juan Sanchez's wife.
Yeah, I've seen that. Congratulations. Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk about love in the movement. You know?
That's what I'm talking about.
Women, baby.
So, I mean, we didn't walk into last night having a definitive understanding of what was going to go down there. You know, we had been in conversation with community and with the council members, you know, throughout the process. And leading up to last night, especially with the police chief's letter coming out,
mm-hmm.
you know, we didn't know what to expect, but we knew that we couldn't go in there comfortably, like as in we couldn't just sit back and relax. So, you know, we were organizing right up until the last minute. And even Councilman Moore, Priscilla Moore, she said when she was voting, she said, you know, I was unsure until 6 p.m. when I came into this
yep.
meeting, but I was getting calls from my constituents saying that we want you to support it. So, you know, when we heard Claudia vote no, it was surprising, both because Alderman Friedman was trying to have a unanimous affirmation of a yes vote. And in addition to that, Claudia had voted yes on the same exact resolution mm-hmm. while it was in the legal committee, which she sits on. So it was a bit surprising. But, you know, that added drama really made the rest of the yes votes that much sweeter.
Mm-hmm. And as we continue, when Haddad, who he sits on the police committee, right?
Yes.
Yeah. When he voted yes. And Victor said her dad voted yes. Did that give you a feeling like we have this? Because I think if I had to think of one of the hardest people to be able to convince, he would probably be one of them. And when he voted yes, how did that make you guys feel? Because, I mean, you guys went 10-1, you know, so.
Yeah, so, I mean, that was still one of the early votes. And, again, the police committee, although procedurally their vote in their committee didn't matter, they symbolically took a vote, and they voted unanimously yes as well, and Harry is a part
yep.
of that committee. So, we weren't sure that he was going to vote yes again, and we were definitely happy with the result when he did.
Okay, so you guys win, and Claudia, her explanation for voting no, because she was waiting for, because I think at one point, Doc, right? He wanted to table it, right?
That's correct.
Thanks to Victor. Victor, I get all my information from you. I have to give you props, but this is Victor Tan.
Mm-hmm.
How's it going on? He wanted to table it. But Claudia's thing was, I guess if she was waiting for some kind of a letter or something from the attorney general.
Yeah, so basically the city council or various members of the city council, as well as Michael from the Hudson City Democratic Committee and mm-hmm. Chief Moore, have all been in contact with the attorney general's office throughout this process. The resolution was originally drafted by the guidelines that were presented by the attorney general of the state of New York, Mr. Eric Schneiderman. And so they wanted a written affirmation from him directly that this resolution abided by his guidelines. And as I mentioned, several different members of the committee had spoke with his office, and they had verbally conveyed that they that this resolution does abide by the guidelines. And so it was in our eyes, it was kind of a stall tactic. Like, yeah, it would be great to have it in writing, but, you know, multiple people independently getting the same answer from his mm-hmm. office, I think, is substantial enough.
So what exactly does this mean? Because some people are asking, because we aren't, are we considered a sanctuary city, or what is it, the other one, welcoming? And I forgot, I didn't write it down, I'm sorry. Come on.
So,
with it.
Yeah, I got you. So, you know, there are numerous names for sanctuary city policies throughout the country that have similar policies within it. So some of them are called sanctuary city policies. Some of them are called Fourth Amendment policies or resolutions. Ours is called affirming Hudson as a welcoming and inclusive city. Mm-hmm. But it could have had any name. It could be called a sanctuary city policy. Okay. The reason it's called sanctuary city and we continue to refer to it as that is because of the content of the policy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anybody else want to come up and speak with us and just your feelings? Juan, we're going to talk to you, Juan, because Juan, we really enjoyed you last week.
We always enjoy Juan.
Yeah.
This is Luisa.
Yeah.
And I would say, you know, about the Sanctuary City Resolution and that title, there is no legal definition of a sanctuary city. So it depends on the individual city, but they have some things in common.
Okay.
And one of the things that's in common is they do not use local resources to do the job of a federal agency.
Okay.
And I think one of the confusions has been that the federal government, number one, that this is an illegal policy, which it's not.
Yeah.
The state attorney general has made that clear.
Okay.
But also that there can be some pulling of the funds to local municipalities.
Yeah.
And that's not true. That's also information we got from the attorney general. There is nothing that allows the federal government to pull funding from any municipality just because they don't like their policies.
Okay.
So
do you, I mean, I'm sure you might not have this answer, but do you have an idea where this is coming from? Because as I'm going, scrolling through and I'm reading the comments, people are one saying that Hudson is deciding to follow what laws they want to follow, which mm-hmm. we know isn't true because we had the conversation last week.
Right.
And also a big thing was also about federal funding,
right.
You know, and now you just told us that those things are absolutely not true.
Absolutely not true.
So do we have any idea of where this false information is coming from?
Oh, sure. I mean, some of it's coming out of the White House because that was the threat that was made directly by Trump's administration and by him, that they would then defund any cities that declared themselves to be sanctuary cities. So unfortunately, you know, once that comes out of that source, especially the people who follow and support this administration, they're going to keep pushing that on. And, you know, when you can create fear around anything, I mean, you know, you can convince people of a whole lot of things and to behave outrageously.
I did want to mention something else, and this is not to mention it in a bad way,
mm-hmm.
but it's kind of it coincides together. There also was a picture of two people outside, and they had a Trump sign, and it was backwards, but they had a Trump sign. And from what I read, they didn't do anything wrong. They were just out there, and they were just, you know, pretty much, you know, just...
They were just standing there, actually,
I wanted to ask you guys, how did you guys feel about that? Some of the people that were commenting had a feeling about it, but I thought that it was their right, and as long as they wasn't being disrespectful or anything like that,
right.
In order for us to be able to respect people, if I want you to respect my rights, I also have to respect yours.
Absolutely.
So
I think the feeling of most of us, and this is what I feel, is I got to give them props because they knew they were coming to a place where they were definitely the minority, and so much the minority. Two of them, that was it, the two people holding the sign. So actually what people from our movement did was to go over and get in conversations with them. To my knowledge, and for a lot of the time that we were outside, it was a pretty big crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody did anything to make them feel uncomfortable.
Okay.
That actually people were going over and engaging with them in conversation in really respectful ways. And we even said to them, you know, we gotta give you props for showing up for this. It was interesting that I think it was the next day. Yeah, today I must have seen it, or late last night. They, I think in response to, like, the Register Star puts out a thing like, what do you think about this?
Mm-hmm.
Which is definitely an open invitation to a lot of venom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it must have been one of them, the young man, put out, well, you know, it would have been nice if some of the other people who support what we support were out there with us.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So that was interesting.
Yeah. I didn't want to name his name, but come on, Brian. I didn't want to name his name, but when I saw it, I was like, listen, as long as they're not disrespectful, we have to respect that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I thought it was, I was kind of like, okay, turn the sign around, but I'm feeling it.
Yeah, I think we made that clear.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely respect everybody's right to freedom of speech and participation in the democratic process. I mean, honestly, I would have preferred that they held the sign inside so then they could have heard more of the discussion that was going on around the resolution.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would have definitely answered some of the questions or misinformation that they might have around the resolution. But I just want to second what Louisa said. You know, we were very welcoming, just as the resolution says, you know?
Yeah.
And as we were leaving, we wished them a good night and everything. So I think it was very respectful.
And I think they were surprised at that.
No, problem.
I think they were a little surprised at that. And so it was good to see that they could see nobody was going to jump on and we were actually being, you know, nice. And people were asking them questions. So
I think that was
good to see.
Slay, anything?
One thing we talked about last week with the guests who are here, what does this movement mean to you personally? We always like to figure out why each person is a part of the movement.
Okay, so this is Louisa again. This is important to me on so many different levels. And I think for most people, it starts with something very personal.
Mm-hmm.
So personally, it's because I have people who are very important to me, who I love dearly,
mm-hmm.
In different parts of the country who are under threat by the things that are happening now in the world. So there are children, and we'll try to do this without crying. There are children who I love.
Tears.
You like
tears. Yeah, we're trying to win a radio Emmy.
Encourage me.
Get closer. Ray, put the mic to you. We're going to get it.
It's all right.
We're going to get it.
It's all right.
We love tears.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's children that I know that now are scared.
Mm-hmm.
That they're going to come home and their parents are going to be gone. They're not going to get picked up from school because one or both of their parents has been taken.
Mm-hmm.
And you think about that. Think about your children and what it would feel like for you to know that your children had to live with that fear. And these are not things that are exaggerated because they're things that have already happened to people all over the country. So there's that. There's that personal connection because of people that I love. But there's also I've worked my whole life around issues of social justice in one way or another. And so just the commitment to justice, that's what makes sense to me,
mm-hmm.
is that the more people can feel safe in our communities, the safer our country will be, and hopefully the more just our country will be. So that's why these things are so important, and I would hope they're important to everyone. So there's that. And I think,
Well said.
Well said, yeah.
Definitely.
Is it time to bring up the main attraction?
We got to bring up Juan.
I got to get Juan. let me get Juan the clap, man.
Look at
gracias.
Salt Bay in here.
Gracias.
Juan, welcome.
Thank you very much. We appreciate
Hold on, Juan. You speak English? All this time last week,
he can speak a little bit.
They,
right?
they passed yeah. the resolution, and you speak English.
Yeah.
You stupid.
No. I appreciate you in the studio and in your program, the show.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Very appreciate. It's very important. Mm-hmm. This victory is not the Sanctuarius movement.
Mm-hmm.
The victory is the everybody.
Okay.
And in Columbia County, a lot of people help this project, and I appreciate. We appreciate, and the companies and the ¿cómo se dice empresarios?
Businesses.
Los negocios. Businesses.
Oh, the mm-hmm. businesses. Okay. Sí. Yep, yep, yep.
Algunos negocios apoyaron el proyecto.
Some business support the project.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. I read that. Yeah.
Ustedes con su programa.
And you with your programs.
Mm-hmm.
Las personas inmigrantes que vinieron.
The immigrant people who came last night.
Apoyarnos en las actividades que hicimos.
To support in the activities that we have done.
Todos.
Everybody.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Sí.
No
hubiera sido posible sin la ayuda de todos.
This couldn't be possible without the help of everybody.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Including you.
No, thank you so much. No, I'm going to give myself a clap. I'm glad. I'm going to take that clap right there.
Hey, quiero decir algo.
I want to say something.
La verdad y la razón.
The truth and the reason.
Triunfan en cualquier parte del mundo.
They're going to...
the triumph in every world.
Slay, what did he say?
Say it again.
La verdad y la razón.
The truth and,
the reason.
Triunfan en cualquier lugar.
It's always going to be right, everywhere.
Mm. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That is with a gym.
Yeah.
Y en Hudson, anoche, triunfó la verdad y la razón.
And in Hudson yesterday, the triumph was for the truth and the right and the reason.
Yeah.
Okay.
Así es que vamos a seguir adelante.
So we're going to keep going on.
Con lo que nos toque hacer.
With whatever we have to do.
Y de todo corazón.
And with all my heart.
Estamos agradeciendo a toda la comunidad.
To the whole community.
Hay gente que no le hemos visto. Hay iglesias, pastores, personas humildes en el campo.
There are some people that we haven't seen yet, like some ministers of churches, people from the farms.
Mm-hmm.
Que han apoyado esta causa.
That they hasn't been supporting this cause.
La noche de ayer.
The night from last night. Yeah.
Last night.
Pude ver la sonrisa.
I could see the smile.
En los labios.
And on the
face of the
lips. On the face or the lips.
De todos los inmigrantes.
Of all the immigrants.
Que estaban allí en ese evento.
That they were in that event last night.
Cada vez que uno de los concejales
every time that estaba each one of the council
aprobaba la resolución,
was approving the resolution,
sonreían.
They were smiling.
Muy grande.
Very, a big, big smile in their faces.
Y eso era la muestra de que estaban felices.
That was
very happy.
Very happy.
Well, I'm geeking.
Estaban muy felices.
Okay, guys, what's next?
I mean,
the resolution's passed. What do we do now? What's going to happen next?
¿Qué sigue? Vamos a seguir defendiendo.
We are going to continue defending
a los inmigrantes.
Defending the immigrants
que están en peligro.
That they are in danger.
De ser arrestados por el ICE.
To get arrested by ICE.
Vamos a seguir defendiendo.
We are going to keep
y apoyando
and supporting
a los familiares.
To the family.
A los niños, a los hijos, a las madres,
to
a las esposas.
Kids, to the parents, to the spouses.
And the children.
Everybody.
De aquellas personas que caigan arrestadas por el ICE.
From all those people who can get arrested from
pero
the ICE.
Pero además vamos a protegerlos. Si alguien está en peligro de arresto, vamos a protegerlo. Vamos a protegerlo de, y cuidar de que no sean arrestados.
But also we are going to try to protect and support all the people that they are in danger to be arrested, from being arrested by ICE. So mm-hmm. we're going to keep supporting and protecting them.
Okay.
In different ways.
Well said.
Let me give you a clap. I'm going to clap it out.
We also have connected to a lot of other organizations regionally and locally, so we're going to keep building those partnerships.
Okay.
There are families that we're giving a certain amount of support to now who some of their family members are not here. They're mm-hmm. in detention, so we're going to continue that effort, and we're going to keep, you know, reaching out to even nationally, regionally and nationally to other organizations, and there's a lot out there who are doing this. So I think Brian's probably got some more ideas, maybe.
Yeah, so I mean, it's really been beautiful working on this process because a lot of people who have been following it, whether it's through our networks or news sources or partner organizations, a lot of people have been reaching out throughout the process and saying, we're starting a sanctuary group here in this part of New York. What would you recommend? Juan has gone to meetings in Saugerties and other places to share our experiences. And so, as Luisa said, our partnerships, we're really learning together from each other's experiences and trying to establish best practices, although we know that, you know, every local situation is different. So we're sharing that insight. We're sharing that victory together. You know, we will also, people have reached out and we'll continue to work with them on passing similar resolutions. And this needs to be recognized as just one step. The resolution is a mandate, essentially. The resolution shows the consensus of the people and the consensus minus one of the Common Council. Mm-hmm. And now we need to work with the city, all partners in the city, to make sure that we have an enforceable policy that all parties are held accountable to. So we're going to continue that work with the mayor, the police commissioner, the department, the city council, et cetera, to make sure that this policy initiative is now creating a practice.
Okay. You guys got an event today too, right?
And we organized in Columbia County. We now it's organized a promoter for in the community in Valencia and Sharon and in Stevenson Falls and Kinderhook and Copic and Ann Crandell. Mm-hmm. We have now promoter and okay. we training for connect in the community and a movement sanctuarios. Okay. And this is the next job. Mm-hmm. And it's very important, and the people immigrant involucrate in a system, and organize for more mayor velocidad, como se dice,
more speed.
When I have a problem in Copic, call movement and then move it for support.
Yes.
Okay.
And
what you guys got going on tonight?
Tonight is a celebration. It's a celebration of the victory last night, which was truly a victory. Mm-hmm. But it's also a celebration of Juan and Loida's marriage, which is very recent. And it's Juan Jr.'s birthday. Juan
okay.
Oh, deep voice?
Happy birthday, yeah. Juan Jr.
Deep so everybody voice. Needs to yeah. come out. It starts at 7:30 at Oasis, Little Debs. And they're going to have a special menu up for us. There's going to be a lot of happy people there.
Yeah.
So connections and celebration, come join us.
Like always, you guys are always welcome to
yes,
come back.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, this is the beginning, and it was a great win. But like you guys said, there's so much more to do. And we hope you guys choose our radio show to be the platform to get the word out. We are here every Wednesday from 4 to 6, mm-hmm. and we can't thank you guys enough.
Yeah, thank you Absolutely. So much. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We'll be back.
Yeah, we'll be here.
I want to approve. I just remember the Sactuaries movement, but in April 1, April. We have an, yeah. Thank you. Thank you. April 1st. April 1st. Thank you. April 1st, we have a training for the La Cosecha. La Cosecha is a movement, national movement for make it a strike in May 1st.
Okay.
Strike. Yeah. Every immigrant know what to work. Oh. Every immigrant no send your children to the school. Mm. Every immigrant don't buy in a store. Mm-hmm. And it's very important.
May 1st?
For demonstrate the government, wow. the immigrant is
but
very important for the economy.
But what about us, Juan? We with you.
Yeah.
What about us?
That's the I mean,
yo, if you're with us, then we'll see you out on the street too.
May 1st. Is that a Saturday?
So May 1st is International Workers Day. It's celebrated all around the world, and the Cosecha movement is as Juan mentioned, is organizing a general strike, a national general strike, and it's going to be called A Day Without Immigrants. So Cosecha is one of our allies in the broader immigration justice movement. We wholeheartedly support this action. We're going to do whatever we can to be a resource to them while we're still, you know, maintaining our autonomy and doing our organizational things.
All right.
So please do join us.
Is it a Saturday?
I'm April 1st?
No, it's May 1st, bro.
May 1st?
Look it up.
May 1st.
Look it up.
We got to check the calendar.
I got to get PTO for that. May 1st.
It's a Monday.
It's a Monday?
Ooh, man.
What you know about the long weekend?
Monday. All right,
Monday.
I'm going to try. Yeah. Again, thanks, guys. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, we need photo op because they won't believe that you was here. Thank you. Yeah.